Kalim Perches Mishnevav. So now we have the Sigya of Teich Tuichri, which Sigya Teich Tuichri is you have two Kalim, one Kalim inside another Kli, so then that it's going to be one to be mounted on another Kli. And the other Teich Tuichri is only Kli which either sticks out of the other Kli, or it's equal to it. I think if it's totally inside one Kli, it's totally inside the other Kli, it's not going to be a Sigya of Teich Tuichri, but is a Lachat Samib Sil. Samib Sil is if one Kli totally surrounding another Kli. If it's Mukatsam Psil, so it's Matz on the tyrant side, it doesn't come Tamei. But if it itself is Tamei, it's not going to be Matzel on the outside. So let's just discuss the case. We have a base R, which is Mukatsam Psil. Yeah, it's in the Taner. And you have a Sar, Sharetz, Betoichai. You have this carrots, like a wall, to be massing between the two of them. Taner is going to be Tamei, and the Sar is going to be Tar. What's the Yisrael Adavar? Tell me because of a sheretz in the base sar in time of the taner, and the kicheres which has some of sil is not going to be chutz of bnei tum inside, but the sar is tar because it's a matzel, it's considered a different kli, and therefore it stops the tum outside going inside of it. So I mean, Rashi some means sil and psil is as mechuber dovik to the kli. Sant and Rashi chulin says the opposite. Psil is the kisa and some is the kisa dovik to the kli. Chul is masber that the talking about davka kli cheres in the time of megabim, only by aviram. That's where the Torah says this is the kli which is colored as some sil, and the tumah doesn't go through, so it's going to be okay. Who didn't a kli which is not megabim tumah kli? Even the some of sil means the tumah shouldn't go in. I'm saying kli which is covered to megabim, kli doesn't help for the tumah to go in by almeis. Even if it's mechusa, it comes from inside the chisani, and once the kli is tamei, therefore it's not chutzif from the tumah. It's going to be tummy. Why is it going to be tummy? Being that it's in a klicheris, which is mukav sil, so it's matzah in the taira. Once the tummy going out, it's not matzah. Therefore, the whole bias is going to be tummy. If between the two areas is psech tefach, hakol is going to be tummy. Now, what's in a bias with tummy? Even the star on the other side is going to be tummy. Since it's psech tefach, so the mechitzas go in. Between the Rav and the Rash means in between the two sides is a Pesach Tefach, and therefore it's the Spashit, and it's the Mechishas of Beisar, therefore that's the reason why it goes in. There's another Mahalach of the Rash, which learns that the Pesach Tefach is not in between the two of them, it's in the Etzem Mechitza of the Beisar, even though it's not attached. But it's not a Tzom of Psil. Once it's open Psil Tefach, that's going to be Mevata the same Tzom of Psil, and therefore it's not going to be considered a Tefach. This is Dafka not going to happen by itself. If it's going to be all done, even a Kol Shuz and Mevata it. If it happens by itself, then you need a Psil Tefach in order to Mevata it. In the Tumahach, it means Aru Tumah Tumah Sher, it's also only Tumah Smeis. If Tumahach is like the Rash, it's a Bittul and the Chalei Shem Tzom of Psil, it's Dafka. Even Tumah Sher, it's not going to be a Matzah, because it's Nishkin Tzom of Psil. If you learn like the Rab and the Rambam, that the Malach is and the Nifus and Mechiz between two things, so then the Yisrael Adav is Davka Tumas Meis, then it has a Shei Pesach between the two of them, and therefore it goes through. When Shei Gez Sheretz, the Meis will not be Tami. The Sheretz is not Mes Pashet Derech Tefach. Sheretz is of Ein Shatan, the Ein Shatan is of Chikis, I don't know what it means. According to the Rav, and the Rash, the Ayin Shatana is a like a smoke chimney of the Guiva Tana on top of the place where the Aish and Makamfi is. Why? Because it's like an Aish and there's open, sometimes it's closed. I'm thinking the Rash and the Rambam, when the Mishnah is talking about it's more for putting an Eitzim or Eifer, and it's towards the bottom. Timuchot is going to be Tar. There's an ayin there. It's not considered part of that tanner. It's a chalav from the atzma. It's not a chalav of the tanner. The Rav says, "Why was doing that for you? Close the ayin on the inside, that the chim shouldn't go out. So therefore, an ayin's out of the tanner. So therefore, even the chalav is open to chalav tanner, but the mesh that shares inside is not going to be tamed because it's not considered a chalav of it. Mashenkin, if it was ba'aver, I feel like the mace is going to be tar. One malach means that the tanner was under the kibbutz shemayim. There's nothing on top of it. So then, even if the tumah is in that, the mace is going to be tar, because Even exact means the oil normally is matam oil, which is open side of it. But over here, it doesn't go to the ayin because the tumah is only mispashed if there's oil meis chal tefach tefach. Then tumah goes through. And shem is chal tefach is in tumah tzitzit. Therefore, if the tanner is totally open, therefore it's not going to be mal. Therefore, it's going to be tar. If the tanner is in a house, then it'll be pesach to the whole house. Pesach tefach. When the chalal ayin is tefach tefach, then I call tummy. Then the whole thing is going to be tummy. The ayin and tanner is going to be tamei. So it's not about Sarah's, it doesn't make a difference. This first cell says, because Sarah's not a tamei, I have a kli. Only kli. Atzmai, therefore, won't be. Mashenkein, Tumas Meis will be tamei. But the mice, affected the Yantiv, doesn't understand. The time doesn't have a gag. There's no oil. So what's the Seder Dava that's able to go through from one thing to the other? So the Chazanish says, the Mahalech means another Mepharshim, the Pshad is, even the time is not oil. That's tummy because tumma doesn't have to go into the klicheris itself in order to tam it. So another touches the avir. There's no hefsek avir between tumma to the avir, the kli. It's kil the tumma, the tum comes tummy to the avir, the kli. So being away, the two avirs are touching each other. And had the same oil, therefore it's going to be tummy. The tumma is mispatashed to the chal ayin, the whole thing. And it gets to the avir tana, therefore it's considered like it's patecha tana. If you find it, on the Makam Nachas Eitzim of the Defen Akira, this is the Hemsi last mission. Last mission with Ainz Hataner, of Akira Kupach, now we're dining in other place in the Akira. What's the din? So, find on the Makam Nachas Eitzim. Jesus says, Safi Chitzenu from Tumeya. It's a chlal of Makam Nachas Eitzim is going to be Tamei. Yehuda holds that the Safa. The chiluk of the tanner is muidu ba'ayin in the last mission. Like says the tanner, the chiluk is very posh. The ayin of tanner, pshat is you close it when bayi safia. Therefore, it's the chus of tanner. The pesach machem echzitzim is always open. It's im bayi safia. Therefore, you know it's the din of the avir tanner. The chum say safa pnimas lechutz tar. Dafka the chalivel on the safa pnimas lechutz is going to be tar. Another ayin says it depends. Can I get this guy's name is vitami? Can I get the lechutz is going to be tar? It's totally with the. So, three shitas. Do you go the whole thing primus, chitzayna, or it's totally connected the where the actual chilek of the keder is going to be? According to the Rashi, it comes that you split. Some learn the mahalach of the Rash that the makim, Machas Eitz is not open, it's not where they put the Eish, it's where you put. To the place where you put a hole in the deifer, you put the eish, it's the makim which you put the eitzim. According to the machlik, is not only arguing the wall of the kira, arguing the chalal kira atzmai. According to Yehuda, the whole chalal kira is considered tekash kira. Chum, all the whole chalal kira is the kira, but they hold the oivri different. It's not machlal. If you eat machalik, the makim chalal kira, the kenegim machal eitzim, carved different kira, is considered outside the panimi. That's considered inside. And it comes out a chilek of the chalav, makam eitzim is a chilek of the kira, and a chilek is not. Then it's a little bothered by like a mechatesa to spout the chilek a kira like that. Just balon, in the kira gedola, the base of mechas used to have a place for the balon to sit on, and it's underneath there, or makash is a. Zayim is tarred. Mitch does even share some of those places. Sometimes time the kira, because the chalal even from chubra the kira, it's not a chilek of the kira. This is even according to Yehuda holds that the oive akoyis is a chilek of the kira. Over here, it's not going to be considered. Anytime in the stim lefnim, shares some of the time only if it's in the stim is close inside, not in a place which is outside. And the shares in the aver of the area, the touch the actual cheres of it, then the kira is going to be tamei. What's the reason why? Because the tum is only derabanan, so they weren't geizer of aver, but they only geizer the negeya tumas maga. Malchi say that maybe, and so it's only derabanan. Some malchi say that it's considered dereisa, it's considered yad lakira. The yad is not a time of aver, so shtay teresol, not the shlima. Reishis beshiva, tamei, shal oisis chuchis. Basically, it's going to be the chiddush is that if there's a makim to have a place for a kedera, it's going to be tamei. The chiddush over here is even though it's not mitzat tzuros, mitzat shemay, it doesn't look like It's not even for Bishul. Still, it's going to be Tamei. Why is the Mishnah is split up into two separate Beiris? Mariach says the Yisodadav is because Beiris is Schuch is not there to do it. Therefore, it says it separately. Mashiach and the Reisha. It's more normal to go ahead and do it. As long as Yatsum is going to be tar, to cook on them, therefore it's not considered a Kira. Porna, Yishu Levaz is going to be Tamei. You don't Yishu Levaz is going to be Tamei. Now the regular porn is going to be tar because you use the karka, therefore Igrishim is the idea karka. Therefore, it's not done to a regular tanner. A regular tanner pshat is you use the actual tanner, the walls of the tanner, to cook. My shingin over here, since there's a safia, it's on the ground, the ikrim lechas bishas is the idea karka, therefore the Torah never was done with the tanner. If as levazvez, the pashpat means on the bottom, it has a stem of the tanner because it has a bottom, therefore using the whole tanner to go ahead and bake, and therefore it is going to be tamei. Here it says, if it has a stuginess, they have holes, therefore it's like a tanner, it's a tzur of a tanner. Even if it's tamei, it's the karka, but still, since it has a tzur of a tanner, therefore it's going to be tamei. Only a thick bottom, even if you have a small one, it's going to be tamei. The Rav, that everyone agrees, they're all saying the same thing, and they're just saying different lashonis, what they hear from the Rabbi, and that's all of them beside are the same thing.